We would have much more success with bacteria if we weren't so profligate with our best weapon against them, antibiotics. Remarkably, by one estimate, some 70% of the antibiotics used in the developed world are given to farm animals, often routinely in stock feed, simply to promote growth or as a precaution against infection. Such applications give bacteria every opportunity to evolve a resistance to them. It is an opportunity that they have enthusiastically seized. In 1952, penicillin was fully effective against all strains of Staphylococcus bacteria, to such an extent that by the early 1960s, the U.S. Surgeon General William Stewart felt confident enough to declare, "The time has come to close the book on infectious diseases. We have basically wiped out infection in the United States." Even as he spoke, however, some 90% of those strains were in the process of developing immunity to penicillin. Soon, one of these new strains, called methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, began to show up in hospitals. Only one type of antibiotic, vancomycin, remained effective against it. But in 1997, a hospital in Tokyo reported the appearance of a strain that could resist even that. Within months, it had spread to 6 other Japanese hospitals. All over, the microbes are beginning to win the war again. In U.S. hospitals alone, some 14,000 people a year die from infections they pick up there. As James Surowiecki has noted, given a choice between developing antibiotics that people will take every day for 2 weeks, or antidepressants that people will take every day forever, drug companies not surprisingly opt for the latter. Although a few antibiotics have been toughened up a bit, the pharmaceutical industry hasn't given us an entirely new antibiotic since the 1970s. Our carelessness is all the more alarming since the discovery that many other ailments may be bacterial in origin. The process of discovery began in 1983 when Barry Marshall, a doctor in Perth, Western Australia, found that many stomach cancers and most stomach ulcers are caused by a bacterium called Helicobacter pylori. Even though his findings were easily tested, the notion was so radical that more than a decade would pass before they were generally accepted. America's National Institutes of Health, for instance, didn't officially endorse the idea until 1994. Hundreds, even thousands of people must have died from ulcers who wouldn't have, Marshall told a reporter from Forbes in 1999.